Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing today in our study of biblical child parenting. Today I want to share with you some thoughts on common errors in child discipline that lead to parental frustration and very poor results. The first common error in child discipline that I want to talk to you about has to do with refusal of parents to discipline their children if it's inconvenient. This is a common error. This is something that happens often. We observe it even in public settings, that a parent will be reluctant or just refuse to discipline or train their child or correct their child if it's inconvenient, such as if the parent is on the phone and they can see from where they are that the child is doing something the child knows is wrong, but the child knows that the parent's on the phone, and it's unlikely that they're going to be disciplined or stopped from doing their behavior because mom or dad is on the phone. This is a very important issue because a child can look at a situation and even if they're very young, discern whether or not the chance of them getting discipline or correction at that time is very realistic. And it is vital for parents to be so committed to being diligent child trainers, diligent in their correction discipline of their children, that they're willing to be inconvenienced to do the thing that they need to do, which is that number one call if you're a parent, to be a godly and consistent child trainer. So in moments like that, you must be willing to say, I have to get off the phone right now, hang up and go immediately and deal with the rebellion in the camp or the child's disobedience or outright defiance because they don't think that they're going to get disciplined at that moment. And this is, again, a common error that many parents fall into, that they're not willing to discipline their child if it's inconvenient. And it will almost always be inconvenient. Another common inconvenience will be if you're watching television and you know that a very basic parenting 101 rule is to not tell the child multiple times a certain command or expect them to obey, and you have to tell them over and over again. And a lot of times if a parent's watching TV, they will tell the child, stop doing that. Stop hitting your sister. And the child continues because they know you're distracted. Stop hitting your sister. And the child knows, I'm not going to have to stop because the parent's too engrossed in their television program. Moments like that are make it or break it situations in your home with regard to long-term benefit and long-term results of your child training. This is an error to make that decision that you're not willing to discipline the child if you are engrossed in a television program or in the newspaper or if you're in a hurry. It's vital for you to make the decision as parents and come into agreement as husband and wife that you are willing, regardless of how inconvenient it is, that you're going to be consistent child trainers, consistent disciplinarians, because that's the higher call, the higher value, the very high goal that you have is to raise up your children in the way that they should go. And it starts with being willing to discipline them, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. Don't fall into that trap, because if you are not willing to discipline them when it's inconvenient, the child will know that there are circumstances they can get around your requirements as a parent, that they can avoid the penalty or the consequences of their behavior. And they will look for opportunities to, you could say, avoid or sneak out or get by without consequences in their life. And we don't want to train them in the negative. So be a person, be a parent that's willing to discipline, convenient or inconvenient, your child, even if it's in public and you have to take them out to the car or out of the restaurant or whatever the situation may be, that you don't say, we'll deal with this later. You take care of it immediately. A second common error that is often observed is a parent will repeatedly threaten a child with impending doom if they don't obey, but then they never follow through with the consequence. This, again, is a very large mistake on the part of a parent. The child will come to the conclusion that your threats or your promise of consequences for their behavior will never come to pass. So it simply encourages the child to continue in their disobedience or in their unacceptable behavior without fear of penalty. So be a person who's committed to not threaten a child with impending doom and not be willing to follow through. Now, there's two parts to this. First of all, it's vital that you don't threaten the child with something you're never going to do. For example, I observed in a mall situation a parent with a young child who had many packages in her arms, and the child was not even in tow. You could say the child was lagging behind. It was a very young child, preschool age. And the parent kept saying, come on, come on, let's go. And the child stopped in front of the cookie store that was right at the edge of the mall as they were leaving the mall and kept looking in the window of the cookie store, this bakery. And the parent kept saying, come on, if you don't come, I'm going to leave you there. And she repeated these words several times. I'm going to leave you. Bye. We're leaving. We're going to leave you there. Well, first of all, that was an unrealistic consequence. The parents never, God willing, going to abandon their child in the mall at 2 or 3 years of age. They're not going to leave the child behind. So first of all, she wasn't telling the truth. She was giving threatening the child with something she was never going to do. And that is not wisdom. First of all, you have to omit or make the decision you're never going to threaten the child with something that you're not going to follow through on. You don't want to follow through on that threat, so you don't use such a threat. That's not right. Secondly, you don't want to say you're going to do a certain consequence or the child will have a certain consequence if they don't obey without following through on it immediately. So first of all, avoid making threats you don't want to have to keep. And secondly, if you declare a certain consequence will follow disobedience of your command, then you're going to have to follow through on it immediately so that the child learns that you are the parent, they must obey you, or they will receive a discipline for disobedience. A third common error in child training is trying to coax good behavior out of a child through bribing them with goodies or food or candy or a promise of a trip to Disneyland or whatever it may be. This is not God's way of training your child. You don't want to train the child that the only time that they want to do what's right is if there's material reward associated with it. You will train your child to be very materialistic and have no desire to do the right thing unless there's a payoff of a material type. So that is a mistake you want to avoid, an error you want to avoid. Do not try to coax good behavior out of your child through bribing them. A fourth common error in child training or child rearing that I've observed happen over and over again, and this is a very, very dangerous one in my opinion, and that is parents that will assault the character of the child instead of pointing out the error of his or her actions. For example, a child does something such as slap another child or take another child's toy, and the parent will say, you brat, don't do that, instead of saying, that is not acceptable, that is not right. The difference between assaulting the character of the child versus pointing out the error in his or her actions is a very large and important one to recognize. Never assault the character of the child by calling them names or assigning them some tag, you are a brat or you are so selfish or any of those sorts of statements, because your words are very powerful. You're literally cursing the child with those words. If your goal is to see the child be raised up to be godly, have good character, have very discipline, self-control, etc., exhibited in their life, you don't want to curse them by calling them a brat or selfish or other negative words you're speaking to that child. It hurts the child's spirit. It will do absolutely nothing to engender a good relationship between you and that child. You want to preserve your relationship as a mother and child or father and child. Do not resort to name-calling in the attempt to get the child to not want to do a certain behavior. You need to say, "I love you, Tommy. You're a good son, but what you did right then was not right. And we don't do that in this family. And because it's not right and I'm training you to do the right thing, you're going to have this discipline because I want you to grow up to be a good, obedient son." And then administer the discipline and then hug the child and reassure them of your love, but don't assault their character by calling them names or assigning them some wicked words, because their behavior may have been wicked, but they're not wicked. They're learning, and it's our job to train them in the way that they should go. That's all the time that we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to be diligent in your discipline of your children. Look to the Lord for wisdom and walk in love toward your children as you train them in the way that they should go. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.